Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast, hosted by Mel and a racial best friend duo. As the great Ronald Isley once said, AB.
What'd he say?
What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on between the sheets in my home? Yeah, so what do you think of how this is going so far with the two leads and no one wants to do
letting go of people that I think are going to win?
Well, I'm biased. Not win, but I'm Jordan V. Bias. He was my first round pick in our little draft.
Can you believe he got sent home?
I really can't believe it. We'll get there when we get there. But I just don't think. They need to fix this fast. Next week needs to be different, or we're in for a debacle of a season, I fear.
They're flying by the seat of their pants, and nobody seems to have control of anything.
Nobody's at the wheel here.
Nobody's at the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel, in fact.
I wish.
We're just not. There's nobody.
Jesus would have
control.
A better idea of how to handle this situation. I think the sailing would be smoother.
My first comment that as this was loading up, I was loading it up to watch the episode. My first comment I wrote down is two bachelorettes. How's this going to work? ? I could copy and paste that to the bottom of my fucking notes because it's still the case
under every header.
After the end of the episode. Two bachelorettes. How's this going to work? You can have the audacity to say that these roses are from both people. You're going to tell me that?
You're going to have the audacity to say that?
What are you talking about?
I don't have many jokes in my notes because a lot of my notes were just very brief. And then at the end of the segment, I just wrote like, that was it? That was it? That was the date?
I feel like it's like you said though, they're just not showing us as much. They have more stuff that they need to show us.
Yeah,
but they're just not, because it's still 2 hours. So we're just getting the dates are very short.
I feel like this season is less than the sum of its parts. I don't know if that makes any sense, but like if you run two seasons concurrently, you have two really lackluster seasons instead of, you don't get one mega season. Like the addition doesn't work here.
What do they say in college football? What do they say about two quarterbacks?
You got two quarterbacks, you don't have one.
You got two quarterbacks, you got none. You got two bachelorettes, you got none. You got no bachelorettes.
That's kind of what's happening here.
You have no bachelorettes right now.
And there was a lot of repeat segments. I felt like I was watching a rerun. We had a Speedo pageant competition. Seen it a million times. Jordan V's daytime date. That was the famous Vanessa vomit.
Yeah, when she puked.
And the whole Chris, the whole like conflict storyline with Chris. I feel like we just did that on Colton's or whatever his name was. We have that almost every season now. Anyway, I don't want to beat a dead horse.
Someone needs to do something. That's all.
Needs to take control
here. This comes down to. I don't care what the path is, but we need to choose a path and go down it.
Please. Someone guide
someone
this
come
season.
Up with some guidelines.
The opening scene with Rachel and Gabby. We were wondering how many people they didn't talk to. According to
more than half
of the 29 people, no words were spoken to outside of the introductions. More than half.
And they sent three home.
Yep.
Just a reminder.
My second favorite segment of the episode, the bit about how there's not enough room for everyone to sleep in this house.
Oh, none of beds? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a fun... I could have watched that for another 3 minutes. Various people talking about how they slept. Like, I want to talk to the guy who slept outside.
This is like when we were kids and you'd go over to... everyone had a friend. They would sleep over at their house and they wouldn't get the accommodation. Like, they wouldn't get a blanket or they wouldn't get... there wasn't enough beds, obviously. But they wouldn't... The person that was the host wouldn't give the stuff that you needed. So then you'd sleep there. You'd have, like, a rug on you or you'd be sleeping on the ground.
Pizza box.
That's the same type of shit here. I needed to see everybody one by one where they slept and how it was decided. Like, who got the beds?
How I want all the footage of how they ended up there, too. Like, I'd say the front runner, Logan, slept in a jacket on a couch. That's like
he probably used his good suit jacket as a pillow and a blanket.
It was like a pad of goat. It was like a coat. He zipped up a coat and laid on the couch and was like, guess I'll stay here. I wanted to see more of that. Anyway, the Speedo pageant. The logic here was we didn't get time with more than half of the people at the cocktail party. So let's get to know them and have a little pageant, ask them questions, and then do a talent. Of course, most of the footage was taken up by the fact that they were only wearing Speedos and what they were doing to prepare to present themselves in that light.
Yeah, like how many people did they actually show us?
That's another question, AB. Not that
like
many.
Five? I feel like it was a very low number.
I'll put it to the listeners. Off the top of your head, how many?
I would guess 10.
How many Speedo pageant participants, do you remember what they did?
Their talent?
Yeah.
Well, you had
Chris
the basketball
guy. Chris with the basketball. There's another guy who spun.
You had the guy with the Borat Speedo. You had the guy that did the singing.
That was basketball. Chris. Bounce.
Oh, that's the same. Yeah. No, someone spun a basketball on their fingers the last like 10 seconds. And then you had one that did the basketball bouncing, but also singing. And then you had the Borat.
And of course, Meatball. Let's not shortchange the
Meatball.
The highlight of the
of course, Meatball. Under 10, I remember.
Meatball's not
head.
Going anywhere, by the way. That was my first big hearty laugh of the episode was when... Some sort of red sauce, presumably marinara, all over his body. He sold out for it.
All right, let's get into this. Let's get into what happened. What happened?
Well, that's kind of what happened, AB. They all stood up there. They answered some questions. I feel like they could have just done a regular talent show. Talent shows are tried and true on this franchise. But because they lacked resources, they just had to find props from around the house. We didn't get to see, and there wasn't a lot of prep time either. They spent most of it stuffing their Speedos time. And doing, you know, tricep, whatever, dips. Any other notes on this?
I didn't understand what Jesse was here for. He was just kind of adding commentary in the background. Quick jokes, just kind of hanging out.
Got nothing wrong with Jesse, just hanging out.
I was fine with him hanging out, but why aren't you the host?
Yeah, well, Jesse's learning on the fly, too, I think. The Chris singing was a surprise and whatever the opposite of a delight is. I don't know if you caught it, but they put tone deaf under his name. There was not,
I
you
did.
Couldn't take a breath between when he sang and when they put tone deaf under his name. I think he could have used someone to write. If someone had some lyrics for him, he might be able to spin those.
Well, he even said,
nicely.
Like,
the
I did that on the
best.
Fly. It's like, yeah, we can absolutely tell. He did a song and it was terrible. I thought who handled the questions the best was Johnny.
Good note.
If you could kiss one of us right now, who would it be? They asked him. Because they asked questions of, we only saw probably three or four of them, but they asked questions. They did a talent in a Speedo, and that was it. And then the winners got to do a nighttime with them, which is a big prize. One of the questions was to Johnny, if you kiss one of us right now, who would it be? Johnny says, I'd do both, and then he gives them a little smooch on the cheek. It was perfect from Johnny.
The devil's advocate.
Okay. I like Johnny. What did I say?
You got to pick a lane. You do both.
Oh, okay. Well, wait, you can't answer that.
Johnny's got two quarterbacks. Yeah, pick one. Say one and say I'm here for so-and-so.
Oh, just pick one. You're saying just pick one right there.
And then you smooch. Everybody needs to pick somebody. Everybody on the show needs to pick something. Pick one group. Pick one person. Johnny said both. To my surprise, they were like, yeah, good answer. So they are encouraging, like, pursue both of us.
Yeah.
And then when people do pursue both of them, that creates some discord. So I don't, that's what I'm saying. Like, Johnny, pick one. Rachel and Gabby, pick. They need to have a draft. They need to have a draft. A snake draft. It's the only way we can solve these problems.
I think they're concerned that they're going to let someone go that they would really like.
That's
a concern. It's. I think that's their concern, and it's ruining the show. They're that concerned.
Anyway, it did. It could not have gone better for Johnny. There's no doubt. It wowed them and it wowed the crowd.
Yeah.
So this was a date. This was considered a group date.
This was the group date, and it was all 29, right?
Yes. I didn't know it was the group date until...
later, yeah.
The nighttime was... a date card came for the nighttime portion. Which had Avon, Logan, Brandon, Jason, Johnny, and Colin on it.
Johnny.
Which is not many. It's 20... No, it's- 23 people. We're doing a lot. We're going to be doing a lot of math this season. 23 people didn't get.
Just had to chill the rest of the night. Yeah.
Yeah. And then villain alert, I wrote here. Chris says he didn't need the invite because they already know how they feel about him. Unclear if anyone has even spoken to him at this point.
The ultimate spin job by him.
They already know they get it.
For those of you that's going, that's awesome. They need to know, find out more about you. But yeah, the rest of us, me included, especially me,
the people
they feel
who,
very comfortable with me.
The people who won a group date competition and get more time with them, that's the B tier. That's clear to me. You guys are the B team.
Ultimate spin job.
I don't know, Chris. I feel like something you wanted to
win. Because there's 29 people here. You didn't get a first impression rose either. So there's what are you basing that on? You've gotten zero roses.
Producer plant theory. I'll dig into that later. Nighttime portion of the group date.
Can you believe the twins weren't there for that? You couldn't have had 31. You couldn't.
I guess not.
Go back to that often as I'm watching your show. Like,
I should have.
Can you believe that they aren't here?
We got some funny comments about the twins in the mailbag.
Good.
Okay, let's roll through this nighttime portion of the group date, which was similarly quick.
Very quick, yeah.
Rachel wants to get to know Jason. Jason and Rachel sit down for some one-on-one time. He says, I'm here for Gabby.
I'm not interested. Next.
Next. He nexted her.
Next. He nexted the Bachelorette, which is an interesting thing to see.
You don't often see it.
You don't often see
next the lead.
The lead getting turned down. Like, I don't want to pursue you
and
anymore.
Clearly. Early.
I don't want to pursue you. Sorry.
The first person Rachel sat down with in a one-on-one date situation said to her face, not interested. I'm interested in Gabby. That's tough.
Not
That's
interested.
A tough way to start.
Yeah, very tough.
Someone in Gabby, I don't know who. I didn't rewatch
this
portion.
It was Johnny, I think.
Johnny. Oh, tell me what happened with Johnny.
Gabby and Johnny sit down. Instant chemistry, instant kisses.
Yeah.
Rachel kind of walks in on them kissing right after she got told that the person wanted Gabby.
Well, she was sauntering around just... anybody looking for somebody to talk to. They didn't bring enough people on this portion of the day.
No, I wrote here, I don't think she has any guys out of these six. I don't know who picked these six.
Brandon is with Gabby. I only call this out because he said he's been to almost every state in the U.S. except for 14, which is so many.
For some reason, I didn't catch that.
He said, I just have 14 more to go. I'm like, 14 more to go? You better get going before you can even start to get into the zone where you can make that claim.
Three or less.
Yes. I haven't been to Hawaii, Alaska.
I've been to 47 states except Hawaii, Alaska, and, you know, one of the Dakotas.
I got a warrant in Georgia.
That's the only reason you'd say that. If you have 14 left, you're not even close. You're not even close to completing it.
A person who's crossed a couple state lines.
Yeah, you're not close, sir.
So, somebody's a big Harry Potter guy.
Rachel is feeling self-conscious. They're doing a little, they do a little montage where she's feeling self-conscious and the guys are having the just friendly small talk with her.
Friendly small talk.
Very friendly.
Well, it's night one for some of them, probably.
This is the first time they've talked to her. Yeah. I feel like she lost track of in that moment. And I'm sure it was tough for her, seeing that as the first person she talked to turned her down. So maybe that was in her head, but I feel like she lost track of that. Some of these guys, this was the first time they'd talked to her. So
I don't think anyone has done any favors by this two lead setup, including leads themselves. Yeah. Everyone is suffering from this structure, I think, but it turns around quickly. We get Logan or so we thought. So you say, for all my Real Housewives of Beverly Hills fans.
So you say.
So you say. Logan and Ray. I might recreate that scene on our Patreon this week. We'll see. One of the great Housewives scenes. Logan and Rachel sitting on a bed. It's easy to say in hindsight, but what do you have to say?
Logan just goes with the go-to when you really don't have anything to say to the lead, you just call them brave. That's just what you do. This is one of the things that's guaranteed to work. You call them brave. You don't base it on anything. She's like, why do you call me brave? And then he basically said nothing. He had no reason. Okay, I'm down.
I'm down with that.
Good comment.
Fair enough. I think he tied it to the fact that she, quote, like, still believed in the process.
Gabby had the same situation.
Well, he had both a similarly insincere speech to Gabby
so
shortly thereafter. I guess so.
Who's
but I also
brave?
Feel like, I feel like being the lead after having being, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, has anyone ever turned that down? Is that really that, like, unique of a thing?
That's not courageous.
It's not, I don't know.
Most of the time.
I'd say her day job is more brave, requires more bravery than coming
absolutely
on this. She flies planes.
Yeah. He should have said that.
Get
all
up in
the
there,
bachelors
big,
and bachelorettes in recent memory have been on the show, and then they accept
the brokenhearted
offer
previous
to be
season
the bachelor bachelorette after they're brokenhearted.
He also, I think, tied it into your bravery inspired me to be brave and bear it all in the Speedo pageant. I swear this occurred. I might be cooking this up.
No, you're right.
I think that's what he said. The logic holds up. Whether or not he meant any of it is
your bravery. How? What am I going to do? Not be brave? With how brave you are?
I've got no other choice.
Are you
kidding
me? I
can't not be brave with you around.
I'm supposed to not be brave with you standing there.
What would you think of me if I didn't get in my Speedo in front of everyone?
They kiss.
Oh, they kiss.
They kiss.
He seemed kind of funny. They seem to have great banter.
I like them, yeah. I like Logan, I think.
I liked Logan.
Is Logan into Gabby, though? Are they both? Is something going on with both of them?
Something going on with both of who?
Gabby and Rachel and Logan. Logan likes both of them, and they both like him. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what next scene was. Logan and Gabby by the fire. I thought Logan's speech to Gabby made his speech to Rachel seem less sincere than I originally perceived it to be.
Okay. Yeah.
And then there was a pre-rose discussion where Rachel tells Gabby, "Hey, I kissed Logan," and Gabby doesn't say, "I did too." She says to the camera, "My heart dropped a bit hearing that Rachel kissed Logan." Now,
both interested.
Would appear to be a massive hurdle already with this two lead setup. They did not show if there was any resolution. Like, hey,
I don't think we've gotten a resolution yet.
Who gets Logan, basically? Which is kind of something needed to be decided.
Do you
or I get Logan, or do we move forward both with Logan?
Do you think despite them not showing us them talking through the resolution, the fact that Rachel gave her rose to Logan is the resolution, and they just didn't show us them deciding?
Well, the thing that seemed off to me was that Gabby did not say, "I kiss Logan too." Now, if I know Gabby like I think I know Gabby.
We know Gabby.
She fucking told Rachel. I think they just
didn't. She told Rachel.
They cut it to,
like, I feel like they resolved it in Rachel. Yeah. Is the one going after Logan now.
I think
so,
too.
And Gabby is backing off. And that was proven by the rose.
But they didn't show it because now the we perceive like a silent discord. Mm-hmm. We think, oh, like Gabby might be upset with Rachel, or not upset, but like, oh, I wish I could go after Logan, but I can't, type of thing.
If
but
I know
I think
Gabby,
they talked it out. I thought Gabby wouldn't.
If I know
that
Gabby,
back, she'd just
we
say it.
Which we both know, she would definitely say it, and she also wouldn't be, you know, caught up on a guy this early.
No, not at all.
There's
she
just no way. She'll
Gabby
just say,
give a
"Fuck
shit
it."
At all.
I don't care. I don't care. Take him. I don't care. There's 29 other guys. What do I care? Logan. Yeah. Right. Okay. Take him. Move on.
Anyway, date roses. I agree. I think Rachel. I think Gabby told Rachel.
Period. I do too. Rachel, I think Rachel is moving forward with Logan, and Gabby will has decided she does not care enough to
absolutely
make this a thing.
Will Logan be on my power rankings?
You
and
have power
are
rankings.
My power rankings split by league? Stay tuned. I think I just gave away a big secret. Yeah.
They're obviously split.
I obviously
there's
for both.
Two. Yeah,
sorry.
You wouldn't date say roses. That if you just said one.
Whoa, stay tuned. Rachel gives her date rose to Logan. They have tense music playing, and Gabby, they show Gabby, like, you know, smiling, but you're like, oh, is she really, is she faking the smile? No,
she's not.
She
she's
doesn't
not.
Give a shit at all.
She's not, yeah. She doesn't.
And then
care.
Gabby gives hers to Johnny.
Keep an eye on Johnny.
Yeah. Anything else about that? I have here this whole season's going to be a disaster if they're not on the same page.
No, I don't got nothing else to say. Okay. Nope. I think we had our first potential conflict of the ladies liking the same guy, and Gabby, I think she said it later. She's like, this Logan isn't worth stepping on Rachel's toes here. I'm just going to
pick your spots.
Pick some. I'm just going to pursue other relationships. No big
deal.
It's
like that
famous big deal.
Meme image of two people in court splitting up the Beanie Babies in divorce proceedings. You gotta pick. There's, you know, do you want to go for the Logan Beanie Baby? Like, are you gonna fight over that one early, or just let him have it? I think you just let him have it. Jesse with the guys. So we have Logan and Johnny with roses.
Yep.
He says both Gabby and Rachel will each have a one-on-one date.
This is when we found out that what we had been watching for the past 45 minutes was a group date. I had no clue. I thought that was part of the first episode carryover, maybe? I don't know what I thought. No.
Yeah, well, I'd say easily the least impactful group date of all time on the show. So that counted as a group date. Six guys went to the nighttime portion. Then there will be two one-on-one dates. There's 29 guys. Math, math, math. That means 21 guys will not get a date this week. 21. And there's two leads.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those are the numbers.
Those are the numbers don't lie. 21 people didn't get a date this week. Rachel's date card was Jordan V, the drag racer. Obvious. Obvious first date choice. Yeah.
A lot of chemistry night one. Showed her the car. She was impressed. I was impressed.
Vroom, vroom.
Let's go. Giddy up.
They showed his bag being pulled into the... I should have known at the time, but they don't show the bags getting pulled.
They don't always
into
show the bags. Yeah, you're right.
Not when you're at the house.
And not this early. I feel like the bags aren't even really a thing. And like them taking away the bags until later.
Because it's just assumed the first one-on-one
first
person will come back.
Getting a rose. Get serious.
Rachel and Jordan, one-on-one date, daytime. Classic. Convertible, ride around the hills. They go
I'll
to the bachelor
Jordan
hangar.
Didn't seem that impressed, but she brought him out to the nice old car. He's like, yeah, whatever. I go 350, okay? You think I care about this car? Do you think I care?
That is
my car
is
worth 100 times more than this. And goes 100 times faster.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't think of it like that, but it's true.
Don't care.
Unimpressed.
She's like, I'm going to drive. He's like, yeah, I don't want to drive.
I can't go this slow.
I would be caught dead in the slow of a vehicle. Go ahead. Of course I'm not driving this.
Yeah, no. No, thanks.
This slow-ass, boring-ass car.
Does this even have power steering, this car? This ancient Flintstones vehicle. So they do the zero-G plane. And Jordan's nerves were calmed by Rachel's presence. I put here, he seems like a sweet guy. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh.
Maybe too sweet.
Really?
Too nice. Too soft. I think Rachel likes a guy with a little edge to him.
I don't know. Clayton has no edge. Clayton's the opposite of edge.
She had no, there were no other options. That's just Clayton
true.
There.
That's true.
You, it's tunnel vision. You just think like, wow.
I also wrote, as this was happening, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience you give to a front runner. Okay.
That's true.
That's a note that I put down here. Just keep remember that.
It's cool. It's fun. It also has the potential
to be
like...
once in a lifetime. They got to kiss up there? Come on.
Yeah.
Zero gravity kiss? That's electric.
The person who Rachel ends up with, they may live the rest of their lives without ever making out in zero Gs.
I'd say there's a very good chance. That yeah. Wow. This is what I thought on the moment. This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Jordan's going to be here a while, basically, is what I was thinking.
Jordan was up... Yeah. Back at the house. A quick little... this is where we found out why Chris was cast, and it was to initiate the Fantasy Suites conversation way too early in the season. This is the third hour of the season. Hour three. He doesn't even know which one he's going to pursue yet, he says. And the boys take umbrage with this comment. 29 people left.
Chris was giving me huge Carl vibes, Rim. Weirding everyone out.
Yeah, Carl.
I'm putting life coach as one of the huge red flags as I look at the cast before the show starts. Like, if I see you as a life coach, that's probably a plant.
Someone
that's going to be ridiculous.
He was, well, I might be splitting hairs, but he was a mentality coach.
That is splitting
which I think
hairs.
No, it's not, because I think there was an actual life coach here. And he's a mentality coach, which I've viewed differently.
Any type of coach about my life, that is a red flag for me going forward on this show. Okay.
Fair enough. Rachel and Jordan one-on-one date nighttime. They're in a big theater lobby.
Beautiful setting. Chandeliers? You want to talk about chandeliers?
It looked like they were in a theater lobby. It looked like they were in, like, you know.
I don't know where they were.
Nice. France.
They're breathtaking chandeliers. The ceilings were high as fuck.
Ceilings were super
Holy
high.
Holy cow.
Jordan says she likes that Jordan has a passion for his career, the racing cars. Jordan says people don't understand what he does, and I find that hard to believe. I feel like you can explain it pretty easily. Drive fast.
To be fair, Rim, remember when I found out what he did, I thought he was Fast and Furious driver. So I might not be alone. Maybe
racer.
There's a lot of people that think he's an illegal street racer.
That's fair enough.
Half the people on this podcast had no idea what he did based on his occupation. So that's probably what he deals with. I'm not Fast and the Furious. I'm a professional.
NHRA.
Yeah.
Back at the house. That was it.
That was the nighttime.
That was the portion of that nighttime pre-breakup, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. That was it. It was quick.
Brandon, maybe?
It's time to confront Chris. Weird Chris.
They had
Chris.
To confront Chris about the Fantasy Suites
Life
comment.
Coach, whatever. What was he?
Mentality coach.
Mentality coach Chris. It's time to confront
him. If he calls
him.
Himself a mentality coach, I view that as trying to find to change the angle of the... Because if you're a life coach, you don't stand out. He's the only mentality coach I know. It's a different niche. It's a different branding. It's a branding exercise is being a mentality coach.
I've never heard
that's
of a mentality coach.
Exactly. But I bet if you Google mentality coach, it's like the one and only Chris. This kicks up a notch pretty quickly. Everyone is upset with Chris.
He's rubbing these dudes the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
The simple as that. This was a pretty boilerplate. One guy rubs the
this
group
guy's
the wrong
rubbing
way.
The group the wrong way.
Yeah. Nate says this could be the mother of our children. You know, have a little respect. That struck me as a little early as well. Maybe,
yeah.
On a different level, but.
Yeah. I didn't love that. didn't love
it
that
was a
comment.
Too, like,
just
okay.
Relax. All right, buddy. All right, buddy. Chris is being ridiculous, but you just took it even a step further.
It's somewhere else. I suppose at least Nate and what we saw the rest of the episode, Nate's serious about this and I think serious about one person. Stay tuned. Anything else on that little
no, I don't think
kerfuffle?
So.
Back on the date, Jordan has a younger brother and sister, which means when his parents were divorced when he was 13, he was the de facto leader of the kids. Mm-hmm. A lot of the communication was gone through him. He had to grow up quick, he says. Jordan, at the time I wrote, seems like a regular guy.
Yeah, he did.
And he sounded like a little nervous saying this thing, which I found endearing because it wasn't canned.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously he planned to say it, but it wasn't like,
yeah,
he didn't practice this in the mirror. But something's missing for Rachel. What did you make of this, AB?
Rachel says, Jordan is perfect, but the more the day is progressing, the more I realize something is missing. And then she's wondering, can I send him home, basically?
That's more or less what the meeting was about, I think. Is it okay if I send him home?
She goes to the production. She's like, she walks away, which is obviously a bad sign if you're Jordan, walking away there during the time when she should be picking up that rose to give it to you. She goes and talks to production, basically to ask them, can I get rid of Jordan? I know he's the race car driver. I know you wanted to be here for a long time.
That. Yeah.
I know I got rid of the twins already and the magician.
I'm thin
ice. Is it
all
right if
I
get rid of the race car driver? There's not a lot of good occupations left.
I'm sorry.
Twins. I got rid of the twins. I got rid of the magician. Can I get rid of the race car driver? Is that possible? And surprisingly, they said yes. I'm stunned with what production is doing here. Can we get someone to step in?
There was a big negotiation that went on here. That's why it took so long.
Yeah.
Quick at the house, Gabby's date card is for Nate.
Surprising.
Who was stunned and he looked like he was going to cry. I think he really, well, it's clear he really wanted it. And I think he's really here for Gabby.
I do too. Yeah.
Nate is the only through line of this episode that felt right and successful to me. It felt like we were watching The Bachelor when the Nate storyline was playing out. Everything else was...
Well, I thought the Jordan thing was going, and then he tells that divorce story, and then she's like, yeah, cool, nice story, but I got to go talk to production real quick. Everything was normal up until that moment.
Back on the date, Rachel, like you said, very distraught. She knows it's not him. You have two things you could do here. You know it's not him. No big whoop. No rose. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
You got other options. You got 28 others here.
Okay, so you're saying this shouldn't be a big deal for her, right?
I don't think it should be a big deal at this point.
There's so many people. Yeah.
There's so many people left. I think it's possible she legitimately was like, is it okay if I send him home? Because that's generally not how this goes. That's what she was wondering about with the producers.
Has there ever been a first date? First one-on-one?
There's been early seasons first date.
Sent home?
I don't think first one-on-one of the season has ever been sent home on the date. But like episode 3,
sure.
First one-on-one. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Or I thought, even if you aren't sure if he's the one, I thought the other option is you could just give him a rose. And if you want to cut him in 3 days, you can do that too.
You could just give him a rose, yeah. The weird thing about this too, because we have the two bachelorettes, he already has said that he's here for Rachel. So she can't, for most guys, it's probably in this scenario, they give them the rose maybe in case Gabby is interested, but he had already said that he's only interested in her, so she could send him home without even worrying about the other bachelorette.
That's a good catch and recall. I still think...
Just give him the rose?
No, I still think even if you don't want to give him the rose, I think he should
get
it.
It's not a big deal.
Don't give it to him. It's not a big deal, but also I think he should get a shot to go back with Gabby.
Try things with Gabby, yeah.
Try not. Or just like tell her what happened and like maybe we can try something. She might say no. Who knows? But it just felt weird that Rachel eliminated him on behalf of both of them.
Yeah, that's very weird.
Unless they made it very clear from the start, which they should have, split them. So this wouldn't be so, there's so much gray area on this. So anyway, that's it for Jordan V. It's just stunning. Truly stunning elimination.
Stunning. They take the bag away. The guys are stunned. Just as stunned as I was.
Nobody even knew the bag was there.
I did not understand why the bag was even there. They had, one of the guys said he thought, I think he said 95% sure Jordan was coming back or something like that. That seems like That might be downplaying the percentage. I'd give it 99% when it started. That would have been my guess.
Well, we should note Ashley Cook and Brett Young, you know, they get their mention on the show. We should mention it here. They played a concert for nobody. They did a slow zoom in.
Do you think they played
on
the sad one?
Okay, was that song sad? I couldn't tell.
It seems sad. I feel like they changed the chords a bit.
Yeah, they did. It seems sadder than it should have sounded.
It seems sad. I think you might have a happy and a sad one. If you're going to set up a date and have the concert, you set it up with someone you're almost guaranteed to give the rose to.
I didn't listen to lyrics. Do you think they played a sad, you know, remix?
I didn't listen to the lyrics. I just heard the
hey, slow down.
It seemed slower than you would and sadder. Yeah. I don't know. It's the sound of the song seems sad. I didn't hear the lyrics. Wasn't paying any attention to that.
They showed like Rachel in like, you know, the alleyway, like going through it.
Well, they're
and
going
they
through a bunch
back
of scenes.
To Gabby.
They
yeah.
do. They cut to Gabby. Gabby had nothing to do with this. She didn't care at all. But they picked a 10-second clip of Gabby looking sad as well for some reason. And
well,
then
they're
they
going
showed
through it together. These two, they're like twins. Is what they are. They can feel each other's presence. Yeah. It's like the forced thing in the new Star Wars.
They literally
Wars.
Showed her like sitting
Rey
on a bed,
Kylo
sad,
Ren.
After Rachel let someone go that had no interest in Gabby.
Man, I have a statement about Gabby based on her comments during this. Not a statement, or Rachel, excuse me.
Okay,
based on her comments during this date, I think she's putting way too much pressure on herself, and she's putting too much stock in the process, if you will. There, almost every quote during this date to the camera was, "I wanted this date to be so perfect. Jordan is so perfect. I want to be the best bachelorette for these guys." Later, she said she was crying and she says, "I don't want to be Rachel the bachelorette. I want to be Rachel." And I just think she's putting all this stress on herself. And that's why it was like, this doesn't feel right. It must mean he's not the one. And like, you know, send him home type of thing. I think she might be getting bad counseling from a producer and or the situation itself.
Maybe it's getting the best
bad
of her.
Yeah, it's just bad for both leads because it's natural to compare yourself to Gabby because Rachel had that experience at the nighttime group date where she felt like more of the guys that were there for Gabby or maybe none of the guys there were interested in her. So you're constantly comparing yourself. It's just, this is just bad. This is a bad situation.
Something to remember if you're the lead, it might not feel perfect the first time. You can always, there's so many people here. Just give them a rose and see if it feels better the next four times. You can always just see if it feels better. Love at first sight is not always a thing.
I just think she's concerned that maybe more people are here for Gabby. And she's like worried.
It's in her head. Yeah. I mean, that's possible. Hey,
something's going on because she's not the only person here. So
yeah,
the lead is used to feeling fully desired, fake or real, by everyone there.
Absolutely.
And that's not happening here. And they're being very clear about it. They're saying, like, listen, here for the other one. Sorry, no offense. I'm a head out. So that's fucked up. Like, if you're the lead.
Yep. This is a terrible situation
it's
to
terrible.
Be the lead.
This is terrible.
It's the worst situation you can be in.
Should have never...
They should have just given them two seasons like they did.
They should have given them
the
two
last
seasons.
Bachelorettes. Yeah. Wasn't it last? Yeah, Michelle and who else? Who's the Blake
Katie.
Moines?
It went Katie and then Michelle.
Remember Blake Moines Blake won? Remember when Blake Moines won and he showed up
halfway
Remember
through?
When he showed up halfway through the season, opens the door naked. That hornballed Blake Moines.
What a great. That's what this season needs
That's
is Blake
what this
Moines.
This season needs is a Blake Moines.
All right, take a quick break on that, you know, on that really dour note.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called StoryWorth. StoryWorth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? StoryWorth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous StoryWorth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves StoryWorth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/Rosecast. That's StoryWorth.com/Rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. The next day, Rachel and Gabby debrief. I do like the debriefs.
Love the debriefs. We called for it. They're delivering.
No matter how good or bad this goes, and it's probably going to go bad, I like the debriefs. Rachel tells Gabby she just didn't see it with Jordan. Gabby not really been out of shape. I think she knew. Obviously, Jordan wasn't here for me. Didn't even remember who he is.
Don't care.
Oh, that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Gabby's a little nervous because she likes Nate, but doesn't want to send him home. I think she's nervous about sending Nate home.
The pressure's on. Yeah, pressure's sent someone home. Rachel sent someone home, so is this going to go bad for me too?
Back at the house, I suppose, or at the house.
Yeah.
There's a little portion before Nate goes off, and it seemed like some of the guys are now on edge about receiving a one-on-one.
Death wish.
If you get a one-on-one,
you're toast.
Good luck, Nate.
Oh, man.
Wonderful scene, Nate again.
Thank God that's not me.
The one-on-one date with Nate and Gabby, daytime. What'd you think of that opening portion where it was the three of them?
What the hell's going on here?
What the hell's going on?
Why is Rachel there? It's a big-ass mansion. Just send her somewhere else in the house. Y'all did this intentionally to try to ruin this date. That's all this was. Y'all did this intentionally. The last thing Nate wants to do, he shows up. He's you know, supposed to have a one-on-one date with one person. The other lead that he could potentially have feelings for is there. That's not what you want. Mm-mm. This is terrible. It's a setup. That's what this was. It's a setup. They're setting him up.
Folks, if you think this show is about helping these two find love,
you're crazy.
You got another thing coming that ain't what this season's about. This season is nefarious.
Nate shows up. Rachel's there. Gabby's like, we're going to have some champagne. Do you want some? Rachel wanted to say no. I could tell in her voice. And she's like, yeah, no, they told me I had to stay down here. I do want some champagne, I suppose. What's going on?
Quick outside with Nate and Gabby, they kiss pretty...
Make out, yeah.
They make out right away. It was a nice one. It was a beautiful day. Beautiful scene.
It's always good to get the pressure of the first... I don't know if they've kissed, I guess, but the kiss of the day
first
out of the way.
First kiss of the day, for sure. Yeah.
Then it smooches all day.
No doubt. I don't know why I said it like that. The way I said that was, I think, a little weird.
No doubt, buddy.
Anyway, helicopter picks him up.
That the mansion has a helicopter landing pad. I don't know if you saw that. That's a helicopter landing pad. That's all that was. Incredible.
That's sick.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's like a Bond villain.
Yeah, it's an awesome helicopter pad.
The helicopter picks him up. They fly by the mansion. The thing about with a helicopter, they do a lot of plane flybys, small airplane flybys. On a helicopter, you can just pause. Just pause and watch. What's up?
What's up? You see me up
here? Turn around so you can both see him.
You see me? I'm waving.
We're going to head out to Hollywood sign.
See you later.
They kiss some more. Before we know it, we're in a hot tub. I don't know where
this is. A wood burning hot tub. This is the classic wood burning. They move it from place to place across America. It's the same wood burning hot tub. There it was. Yeah. In the Hollywood Hills.
Nate says, chemistry. Never had it like this.
Never had this much chemistry.
So early. Now, they do seem to be laughing and joking quite a bit. Like, I would ridicule that statement. Two got chemistry.
Chemistry
sure
seemed like
it's off
the charts, yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, they make out in the tub a bunch longer.
They make out in the tub.
Because the seal was already broken.
Yeah, that's true. I have here, am I taking bad notes or are these segments shorter than usual? Because my notes are just short.
My note here is make out mania.
Make out mania. Nate won on one date with Gabby nighttime.
Oh, did you notice Killmonger just has like a gold paper clip in his ear? Earring looking thing. It's unique and it's cool.
That is very unlike me to not notice a dangly earring.
Get a dangly
design.
He has a dangly earring. They showed it up close and it appears to be just a gold paper clip looking.
That's cool.
Earring.
I bet it has
it was
I
cool.
bet it has a meaning of some sort as well.
I bet I guarantee it does.
If I know Nate like I think I know Nate. here are my notes on Nate. He seems relaxed. This is a nighttime portion now. Relaxed, natural. Maybe a little nervous, but the right kind of nervous.
Good nervous, yeah.
Butterflies nervous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tells Gabby about his 6-year-old daughter. Talks about being a dad. And then Gabby goes into how she's closer with her dad, but not as close with her mom.
Yep. She's crying. They shared a moment there.
This was, you talk about vulnerability. This discussion. And Gabby seemed natural here, too, I thought.
Agreed.
Totally relaxed. And herself, it seemed. Anything else on this portion?
I did note, Gabby says she started to think when she was talking to Nate, am I there yet in terms of kids? Is it something I want? That's a little concerning to me for Nate.
Well, it's the old Kenny on
exactly.
Rachel's season. Like, it almost, you kind of have to.
That has to be something you
have
you
to
want.
Get off the pot on that, because if you aren't ready to be the parent to the child, maybe you let him go earlier because
absolutely.
You know, they left the kid at home.
Yep.
To begin with. So
that made me a little nervous for Nate. I think she said something later that explained it, like her apprehension to it. And it was regarding her mom. So I ended up feeling better than I did, but in that moment, that was a little concerning to me.
It went terrifically well. I don't think this date could have gone any better.
Agreed.
Nate relaxed, Gabby relaxed, funny. As we predicted, there's not a lot of awkward moments because there's always chatter.
Yeah, having fun.
She offers him the rose. They dance in the lobby. If we didn't mention,
yep.
They should have had the group. The music art, I can't remember who it is anymore. Don't care.
Let's scroll up. Nope.
Yeah, get the names.
Get the
names.
Contract.
Ashley Cook, Brett Young. They should have had Ashley Cook and Brett Young stay around for an extra day. And
play the happy song.
Just play the happy song. You had two songs, one sad, one happy. Play the happy one, the love song for these two in the lobby. It's really not that big a deal.
The song they played, that sad song, was one of the saddest like song and montage combinations I've ever seen.
I'm telling you, I don't know any of the words. It might not be sad. Maybe they just changed the, you know, the music just slightly, slowed it down a bit. Because sometimes you just have to change that.
Yeah.
Even with the same words, it'll be sad.
Well, I was watching and going like, is this the saddest song I've ever heard? I don't know why I thought that. I took note of how sad it was. Anyway, at the house, everyone wants to know what's going to happen with the rose ceremony.
Yeah, just a reminder, there are 29 people here, more than most seasons start with.
28. Because Jordan V, a front runner, was sent home unceremoniously.
Excuse me, 28.
Yeah. I'm keeping track.
Keep me honest.
Like Tom Hanks and Castaway counting the days. I got a little thing. Like, how many guys have we got left? Cocktail party. No one knows how the rose ceremony is going to work. Rachel and Gabby chat outside with Jesse. They establish that there are 28 guys left.
That's it. That's all they established.
That's all they discuss. Jesse's like, did you come up with any new ideas? It's like when a teacher is challenging a promising student, like, figure this out on your own. Yeah. I'm going to partner you up with her and see what kind of project you come up with. What are the parameters? Just do a project.
All right. Anytime they go back in the room and the guys are sitting there, anytime these guys are all there right now is very funny. It's the rooms that they're in are not made for the amount of people.
No, never.
They have this giant couch that usually fits like all 15, but they had to have a second row behind the huge sectional couch that usually everyone's just sitting on. The second row of standing room only people.
Well, I even laughed at the top of the episode when they showed everybody in the kitchen. There was just
too many people in there. There's too many people in this house. We need to get some
like
people out here.
It's like a commercial kitchen. People are like behind. There's just too many. Yeah. Personal trainer guy starts it off with Rachel. He's got the mini workout thing, and he's got Mario has Gabby's 1-on-1 date rose.
He's got the first impression rose, Mario.
He's got the first impression rose, yeah. Which as we found out later. It has expired.
I was under the assumption that it had expired, honestly.
I think that lasts until the first official rose ceremony concludes.
That's a great point. I didn't even think about that.
The first impression rose guys didn't finish
the first rose impression ceremony didn't get the impression. Them anything.
It didn't get them anything. As long as you weren't a magician or a twin, you got the first impression rose, effectively.
The first impression rose should have carried over. You are right. There has to be some benefit to getting it. There has to be, and they didn't get one.
For this cocktail party, we were going to see a lot of night one things because so many people didn't talk with them at night one.
They didn't talk to half the people, yeah.
However, Mario got Gabby's first impression rose, but is kind of putting the moves on Rachel, for lack of a better phrase.
Doing a workout, touchy-feely, great camera work. They spot in the background of Mario and Rachel, Gabby, and they made it look like Gabby looked over and was like concerned. I don't know if that's happened, but it was great camera work either way.
It worked for me.
Yeah. I don't care if it happened or not. That was great camera work.
It also... I think it did, AB. She was distracted.
It seemed
that.
Like Gabby it was one distracted. Shot to me. That seemed like one shot. One tremendous shot.
And for the record, we still don't know if that's okay or not.
Is that okay on Mario's part? Mario got a rose specifically from Gabby. An important rose.
However, technically he's a free agent. Now, and technically all of them are being encouraged to pursue
both. Technically that first
impression
rose didn't do anything, so it wasn't important, but...
Is it okay if Mario pursues Rachel at all?
I think so. Although they did kiss twice.
It's not a matter of if we think it's okay, it's kind of a matter of if Gabby and Rachel.
I'm trying to think, if I was Gabby, I would not be okay with it. Period.
Probably not. Well, if I were either, I would not be okay with how any of this is going.
First impression rose made out multiple times, 3 or 4 times.
Well, this is the famous Mario.
This is the bad kiss.
Who's got 1 out of 10 kiss on the NBA Jam.
But she liked the kiss. And they kissed multiple times. So I wouldn't be okay with it. I would feel a certain way about it.
Quickly, well, my note here is this is a cluster at that point.
Yeah.
Some guy, Papa Shot guy.
This is who I was, is this Hayden?
I don't think it was Hayden.
I couldn't figure out who it was.
Many people have commented that Hayden owns like Airbnbs or something.
Oh, that's leisure activities.
I think that's the type of leisure activity thing.
Okay, well, this guy says he owns a bunch of Papa Shots with his brother, which is a hilarious occupation. Just me and my brother own a bunch of Papa Shots.
We just bring in huge paper for Papa Shots. You won't believe how much money people spend on Papa Shots.
The paper. I still don't know who this guy is. I'm looking through cast pictures.
He wasn't on the screen for that long.
I have no idea who that guy is. Still don't.
Gabby and Eric, the guy who looks like Nick Vile.
But they kissed, by the way. Whoever owns a bunch of Papa Shots with their brother.
You're at the carnival?
Whoever owns a bunch of Papa Shots on the boardwalk with his brother got a kiss and might be a contender. Just note that.
Gabby and Eric, the guy who looks like Nick Vile.
Controlled mullet,
They were laying on some pillows outside. They were joking around.
Yeah,
they're making out.
Yeah, like a little blanket pillow setup. Mm-hmm.
Rachel kissed some guy who they were playing putt-putt golf in the driveway.
I could use some names here. That's all I wrote.
Yeah, well.
Just need some names.
At least we're getting kisses. Because we didn't on night one. That was a big point of consternation. Now let's get to the big conflict. Chris. A couple of the guys scheme. I have the names later. We'll get to the names later.
Quincy.
Quincy was one
of them.
Quincy
was the ringleader to start.
Hayden was one of the schemers as well.
Yep.
And then there was someone else. It was a triple team. It was a 3-on-1 handicap match for the tag team title. Stay tuned. Don't forget about that segment.
Quincy asks, should someone bring this up to the girls? I wrote, no.
No.
Absolutely not. Not you. Should someone else? Sure. Not me, though. I'm not bringing it up. No.
Quincy, who from a certain angle looks a little bit like Kel Mitchell, mentioned a couple lines of reasoning for why he wanted to tell them. He said, if it were me, I'd be offended if you didn't tell me. And then, quote, whoever overheard the conversation and doesn't bring it to their attention is basically keeping secrets from their wife.
Quincy. Buddy.
Quincy has never seen the show before, is what that tells me.
Quincy, there are 28 people left. This can wait a week or two. Let's just see, you know, let's see if he makes any more comments. If it's if this is the end of that conversation, it really doesn't need to be brought up to them ever.
Well, here's the thing is, sometimes this happens where a group is like, we should tell the lead that this person is actually a bad person and it's not who they think it is. However, with Chris, there is no indication that either Gabby or Rachel knows who he is or has any type of feelings for him at all. So Chris is no threat to anyone at this point. If no one says anything to Gabby and Rachel about what Chris said, he probably just doesn't get a rose anyway, like tonight or the next night. So this was just your...
It seemed, to me, my thing is never bringing anything up like this.
Well, yeah,
to
stay above the fray if you want to win.
It's just never worth being the person that brings something like this up, and always what they're talking about isn't that big a deal. Now,
Chris was going to go home regardless, is my feeling. He was going to go home quickly.
That's the
regardless.
Point. It's not worth the risk of getting mixed up in this muck for someone when there's so many people left. It's just not worth it at this point.
And you know what could happen too, because we had a shortened cocktail party. Next day, everybody wakes up and goes, hey, I didn't get any time with them last night. Why is that? Oh, you guys told. Now you are the ostracized group. Anyway, so they tell Rachel first. She goes and gets Gabby.
I did like that they brought it. So Quincy went and got Rachel and brought her to a group. It wasn't so. That's a better way to do it than doing it yourself, because then it's all on you. If it goes wrong, if it's three or four guys, even if it goes bad for the group, you might be able to skate by.
Well, if she sits down and then it's the three of you and you start going and then you can tell she's not interested.
You back out.
Well, Hayden said I should have told you. Throw somebody quick under the bus. This was Hayden's idea.
Yep.
I'm out of here.
Anyway, Rachel grabs Gabby. They talk for a little bit. Jordan and Hayden.
They're pissed.
Jordan and Hayden and Quincy are the three.
Jordan, right? Hayden, Quincy. Yes.
They're saying Chris is already talking about fantasy suites. Gabby, blunt as ever, says, I haven't even had one conversation with Chris. Which is just very funny.
Gabby's not wasting any time here, I'll tell you that.
No, they just sprint over to get Chris. Chris says something like, hey, nice to meet you. You know, that almost nipped any would-be fireworks in the bud, because this was a very short, to-the-point interaction.
The first words out of either of their mouth was Gabby saying, so you think it's appropriate to be talking about fantasy suites this early? That's the first thing she said to him. Blunt.
It was very blunt. He wasn't even done greeting them. And then this goes about how you would expect.
Yep.
Time to go for Chris. He heads out to the driveway for his interview. Drink in hand.
Dual walkout.
Dual
walkout.
Let us
both walk you out.
You saw how many people were on set, by the way, for a brief couple moments there. There was like 80 people in the backyard.
Jam-packed set. Yeah, for sure.
Chris quickly returns. He wanted to talk to the guys who... you know, ratted him out, if you will. I have a feeling this is going to be continued at Paradise, to be continued at...
I had a problem with how many people he called. Like, I feel like you're there unwanted anymore. You need to make it quick. He called, like, 6 or 8 people to the conversation.
He's like everyone gather around.
Can you, Hunter, can you... I don't even know the names, but... Johnny, can you grab this guy, bring him over here? We're going to talk for a little bit. It gave Gabby and Rachel way too much time to get wind of what was going on. You're not supposed to be there anymore.
They got wind.
If you want your moment... Like, I feel like he wanted his moment telling those guys off.
No, he waited
having
too
a
long.
Confrontation, but he waited too long, and then he got way too... It probably took 10 minutes to gather that size of a group together. He took too long getting the group together. There was no time. The girls were there seconds after he started talking, and they're like, nope, get out of here. Get out.
They hadn't even settled
we
in.
We needed those guys to
time.
Talk. That's where the conflict in the entertainment was going to come from, but he waited too long.
And that's the cocktail party.
Yeah, that's it.
How many guys do you think still haven't spoken
with
either of them?
I wrote here, gotta cancel the rose ceremony again. We didn't get a chance.
The studio
to,
down.
We didn't get a chance to talk to half of you again. Is it all right if we cancel the rose ceremony again?
They had to cancel it. Just say, you know what? We're just going to go by looks. We're sorry. There's so many of you. We don't know who you are yet.
We tried this twice. We've had 2 cocktail hours. We didn't get to talk to half of you. The same half, again, we did not talk to. You know it was the same people.
Kind of the guys in the corner like, I don't want to interrupt. Those guys are toast.
They're done. Didn't get a chance to talk to anybody again.
Rose ceremony. This was a huge moment.
How's this going to work?
Jesse comes in. He's like, I'm here to tell you how this is going to work. And then he's like, they told me to tell you that the roses they hand out tonight are coming from both women. I don't think this was Gabby and Rachel's idea. Whoever's idea it was, bad idea.
They seem hesitant to make anyone make a decision.
There was a lot of passing the buck going on.
Which I can see. Part of me thinks that will generate more drama in terms of everything. Like, the girls are going to be...
The streams are going to cross at
everybody's
some point.
Everybody's going to... Yeah, But if you want them to find someone, you probably just have them, everyone select, like you said, do a draft. But that's not the most drama-filled thing. So this is what you do if you want more drama. You have the roses come from both of them. Make it seem like... They're into everybody, both of them.
I
agree.
That
is clearly not the case.
This is set up to be messier than ever. I totally agree. And we're going to have so many unprecedented moments. But the lack of structure for me, I find maybe I've just seen too much of the show, but I find myself being like, what, you know, draw lines in the sand. It's time to do that now.
Yeah.
Even if you haven't talked to everybody, just freaking pick people. Just pick people and separate them.
Yeah. I hear you. Hey.
I think they should have had offer the roses to the guys. If the guy accepts, they are committing to that person. They are committing to that lead. You are in that pool. acceptance of the rose from Gabby is a contract to participate in Gabby's season of The Bachelorette.
That's not what they want to do.
I know.
It's not what they're into at all.
It's silly. It's silly. Here are the roses. Logan, Nate, unless you have anything else on that.
Nope.
Got me fired up here. Logan, Nate, and Johnny have roses from the group dates. Nate's is from a one-on-one. Jason from Gabby. Is it worth saying who they're from?
No.
Okay, they alternated.
They Jason, alternated, and I didn't get any sort of pattern on... I think it was just running down a list. I don't think they were doing it based on anything else.
I agree. Jason, Avon, Eric, Zach, Jordan, Quincy, Michael, Tino, Jacob.
Didn't see any Tino.
Didn't see much of Tino. Didn't see much of a lot. Tyler, Termaine.
Who?
A little St. Peter's action there. Hayden, Spencer, a.k.a. Meatball, Kirk.
They call them Meatball.
Or is there another Spencer? Who's Meatball? James?
Meatball is James.
Meatball is James.
But they didn't call him James. They called him Meatball.
No, they called him Meatball. They called him Meatball.
Gabby called him Meatball.
Kirk, then Spencer, Alec, Ethan, and Mario.
You got a count there?
I believe they cut 6, leaving us with 21.
Okay, because 28 to start the night. Chris got sent home. 27.
6 people cut 6. Gone.
Okay.
Cut 6. They cut 6, including Boston guy, who I thought him and Gabby clicked.
I think he was too old. I'm just gonna shoot you straight. I think he was too old. That's just the vibes I got. I think he was too old. There's no other reason.
So 21 left. Not the size of a cut they needed. They needed to take shears to this cast. They need to really.
I feel like
hack
most
it down
seasons.
To 14.
Yeah, they needed a. We need to get down to 15 pronto.
15.
That's what we needed. Pronto. That's what we needed.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on the episode before we get to the other segments?
I wrote here the goodbyes were awkward too. Like you have to give double the hugs. I'm not interested in that. Let me get out of here.
Yeah.
Let me out. And then
it seemed a little too jovial as well.
So they give the hug. I think it was the old guy, the first when I noticed it. He gives Gabby a hug, and then she's just like kind of looking at him like, oh, yeah, got rid of you. as he has to give another person a hug, and then they walk out. It's too long.
All right. Let's do my power rankings. I assume you don't have any.
No.
All right. It might be week 6 before we get AD's power rankings.
I'm not making any power rankings until they're in lines.
Well, I got my power rankings got some overlap. We'll start with Rachel's. These are Rachel Suter's power rankings.
This is your power rankings for who you think will do well as Rachel's.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. I'm with you.
Perfectly said. Yes. Number 6 is Tyler, and that's only because he was a late addition, only because he said he's here for her. Honorary 6 spot. Number 5 is Michael. I don't think he's spoken on the season yet. He's got a good look to him. I see Michael, I'm like, oh, shit. Who's that guy? That guy's hot as shit.
And why did you put him on Rachel instead of Gabby's, or is he on both?
Well, I guess you'll have to find out. Well, no, and Gabby's a little more, you know who she likes.
That's true, yeah.
Number 4 is Mario.
For Rachel.
This is
Rachel's list, okay.
Yeah. Number 4 is Mario.
Wow, will he show up on Gabby's list? That'll be the question.
Yeah,
folks.
That's what we've
Stay
all been
tuned.
Looking forward to. All I know is Rachel was into whatever he was selling
Absolutely.
On that other thing. Avon, number 3. I don't know, I feel like Avon's gets like early roses, he's early on date cards, he gets attention.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is Jordan V. A little Grocer Joe type bit. Jordan V didn't get the rose on the day, baby.
Jordan V. There's Jordan two Jordans. I wasn't sure which one. I'm looking up the cast list here. Yeah.
It didn't hit
Jordan
that one.
Jordan
V. Number 2.
You know, if someone's going to come away from this seat, well, actually the twins too. There's a lot of people that could come away and be big parts of this franchise eventually. Jordan V is the guy. I think people will like him.
Number 1 is Logan for Rachel.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine.
Gabby Suter's power rankings quickly. Mario.
Will Logan be on Gabby's list? Wow. Go ahead.
No. Mario. Mario number four, number three.
Oh, Mario's on both lists.
Yeah, Mario's on both lists.
Okay.
This is first impression Rose Mario.
Yeah, I know.
She said he kisses good.
Yeah.
I think she's in love with him. Number three, Eric. Number two, Johnny. And number one, Nate. I think it's Nate's in a really good spot right now. Of course, it's the only successful one-on-one we've seen, but it went well.
Agreed. Okay.
Anything else on those?
No, good list.
The game ball segment is dead. We'll save
last
it for
long.
No, well, I'm just keeping the tag team, the champs. The new champions are the guys who got Chris out of there. It's a trio, but...
Well, it's like New Day. New Day's
exactly
got three
like
people. Any of the three can be in the tag team champion match. All three are tag team champions at all times. And they can interchange between, you know, each week. Okay? So, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I knew you'd get precedent. That. It's exactly like New Day. All right. How about the mailbag?
The question? Or are you going to read the mailbag?
I'm going to read the mailbag. How about the segment? Are you ready for the segment?
I'm interested.
All right.
How do you think this should fucking go? Is that what the question was?
Yeah, that's basically what it was. You got any ideas for this? Their crowd starts saying how they should do this. 773-234-7794. The question was, what are your ideas for how this season should work with two leads?
I'm interested in this.
A lot of first-time texters. Thank you. Caroline. I truly have no idea how this is going to work, but I don't feel confident in it working well without hurting one or both leads. They're also screwing the guys over, putting them in a position where they have to choose one over another. Girls who have already been totally screwed on television before is a recipe for more heartbreak for two women who seem like great gals.
Well said.
I think they have to make the guys decide who they want to roll with early and then continue the season like there are two separate seasons going on simultaneously. Two pools of guys, but no crossover. Can't make the guys choose the women too late into the season. That would be cruel to Gabby and Rachel. Caroline, I think that's where we're headed. I think at least one or more situations will occur like that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Caroline. Kara, or Cora, no way of knowing. I wish they would have done two separate groups of guys for the two leads, kind of like you both said about the two mansions. I think the inevitable element of competition between Gabby and Rachel will be disappointing. The whole point of the show is for the lead to be the one who everyone's interested in. It's their time to be pursued and, theoretically, avoid rejection since there were rejection in the last season as contestants. They could have just had joint rose ceremonies with both leads and the separate groups of guys in the same room with the girls taking turns handing out roses. I love Gabby and Rachel's friendship, and I wish we could have seen them excitedly describing their group of guys to each other instead of worrying about stepping on the other's toes. Agree, but I guess that doesn't make for dramatic TV. Thank you, Kara. First-time texter Lauren, I think after 2 weeks, the boys choose a girl they want to be considered for. If you change your mind on which you want, that's too bad and you can go home. The producers and leads have given way too much power to the contestants this season. Thank you, Lauren. L from Minnesota. On the format of the show, there shouldn't be any structure decided by production. This being the first time anything like this has happened, I think we can get a lot of juice out of the leads not planning well enough. That being said, I think this format will be a failure because it's not The Bachelor. It's important we all pretend this is serious and they are removing all the serious elements in favor of drama. May as well go watch MTV. That market is too crowded. Thank you, L. Sasha from Columbus. I feel like eventually the guys are going to have to choose a camp, Gabby or Rachel. I would like to see a Jeopardy-style trivia session prior to rose ceremonies. Two categories only. Gabby or Rachel facts. Whichever bachelorette the guys get the most points for can move into that bachelorette's rose ceremony. Let's keep them on their toes. This would also create drama around who gets the lowest scores. Oh, so-and-so didn't know crap about either of them. Maybe they're here for the wrong reasons. Obviously, this could create time constraints. Yeah, well, that's what we're dealing with this season. This is fucking time constraints, Sasha. But maybe they could make it happen via an app or something. Now you're cooking with gas, like silent trivia during rose ceremonies. So guys have more of an impetus to actually talk to both of them to get their trivia questions answered. Thank you, Sasha. Allie from Atlanta. I really wish they would have different colored roses.
Yeah.
Example, Gabby has pink, Rachel has white, etc. if they're going to be giving out their own roses. The previews make it seem like they are each giving out their own and the guys can only accept one. Whoa, spoiler, whoa. I hope that's the case. They need to figure it out. But I really hope that at least some, at some point, the guys are able to accept a rose from both women. That would make it so much messier and more fun to watch. But everything about it would be so much better if we could tell visually which guys belong, in quotes, to which girls with different rose colors. So, at the, you know, if you have a rose, I suppose maybe, or you got it, maybe like helmet stickers, where there's some indication about what team, you know, what team you're on.
You can just whip out the jersey, get the pennies out.
Yeah, why not?
Throw a jersey on for the rose ceremony.
Whip out the pennies.
Come on. Just...
A penny over a suit
is a
hilarious
penny over
a
suit. Just different colors. At the rose ceremony, I need them standing there in different colors. Rocket science here.
It really is not. It's really easy to do this. Pennies are cheap. A couple unrelated ones. This is from Jana. Pediatric occupational therapist here. The blue stretchy outfit from the intros is a body sock used to help with sensory regulation. It gives increased pressure for body awareness and to decrease stress responses, often used closely with weighted blankets. Thank you, Jan.
That's good information.
The more you know tidbit.
Yep.
757 area code. Okay, have to clear the air. Roby is a legit magician who helped design tricks for the likes of David Blaine and has performed, that was in all caps, by the way, David Blaine, and has performed for Steven Tyler and other celebs. He has residencies at multiple legit magic places in LA as well. Thank you, Roby.
Okay, I was going to ask, did they start it off with, I got to come clean? What was the first words?
It's clear the air.
Oh, clear the air. Thank you, Roby. Thank you. Clear the air. Thank you.
757 is Virginia. Thanks to everyone who texted in 773-234-7794. Well, do you have a specific question for this week, AB?
Yep. Of the 21 people remaining, I think we said, who are you intrigued by and want to find out more that has literally gotten zero screen time? Everyone's got someone. Okay. Give me the name.
So are you limiting to the pool of
zero
potential
screen
answers
time
people who are barely been
There's
on?
Probably okay. 10 people.
That's a great question.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be zero, but close to zero.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Somebody who's only...
It can't be like, Nate. It can't be...
Yeah, exactly.
Can't be freaking Logan. It can't be Johnny. Can't be those guys. Okay.
Good question, AB. Wow. Quickly, 773-234-7794 is the mailbag text line. A couple other things. The Rose League scoring update. My picks finished with 98 points, 508 out of 891. Team Addy Feldman finished alone in first this week with 153 points. Congratulations, Addy. Send us a message on Instagram. Or email us and we'll get you a sticker. I don't remember what we did for these. Did we? I think if you win outright, you get a sticker. And then if there are ties.
We do a drawing.
I promoted this as if you finish in the top 10% each week, you're eligible to win a sticker. I think we only did the top 10% thing for the final.
That's fine. Yeah.
Is that right?
That makes sense.
I don't want to go bankrupt giving stickers out to everybody.
You can't do 10% stickers.
No. If you're finishing the pool, the top 10%, you are eligible to be chosen to win a sticker. But we had a
unless
solo
there's
winner
an outright
this week.
Winner, which doesn't happen often.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Team Addy Feldman wins a sticker this week. All right.
Yep.
And then at the end of the season, among the top 10%, we'll give away a t-shirt and a handful more stickers.
Yep.
All right. All right, congrats, Addy Feldman. Now, are you gonna check your scores, AB?
I forgot to do it. I'll put it
wait,
in.
Wait, you
this.
Didn't do it? You didn't,
I didn't
hit
even
submit?
Do it. I didn't do it. I didn't think about
oh
it
my
at all.
God.
I didn't get a thing. I don't think I have the app anymore. That's the problem.
That's a major problem.
Yeah, I'm on vacation though. What do you want? Come on.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking about it.
I even tweeted. I said, AB, if you're reading this, don't forget
I wasn't
to
reading
hit submit.
This.
Here's the scoring leaders from the cast members. Nate had 26.5. then Logan, Mario, Tino all had at least 19. I don't know how Tino got 19.
How did Tino get anything?
That could be error on my part. Maybe not.
Interesting.
Lastly, our snake draft update. I have 35 points. You have 36. I lost Jordan V, Ryan, Justin B, Brandon, and Chris.
Jordan has to be a big loss there.
First round pick. And then you lost John, Matt, and Colin. So it's pretty well even.
Anyone's
right now.
Game still.
And also, we don't know what's going on. We don't know who's who and who's the real deal.
No clue.
Do you have a Bachelor headline of the week? Or did you take that off too?
Oh, I got it. Hold up. All right. Hold up. I just wanted to update you, Rim. The Bachelorette's Jed Wyatt is engaged to girlfriend Ellen Decker, the greatest joy of my life. Okay?
That's a Jed quote, not a you.
The it's greatest joy of my life. Yeah. I mean, he probably said it just like I said it, so.
I love you.
Might as well.
I love you to Hannah.
The greatest joy of my life. Jed. Jed Wyatt.
I love you.
I wonder how his career's going. I should do a little research on that.
Probably great. Yeah. Would you dig into that for us?
I will dig into Jed Wyatt's career. I would like to know for next week. I will do that. A promise from me to you.
All right. Anything else?
No. Okay. There was also an interesting article from us where Ashley Cook, the headline is Never Tell Now, singer Ashley Cook takes us behind the scenes of Bachelorette performance. So it's an article all about... She's the person who sang this week.
Are they not a duo? Are they not a firm duo?
I think this was just maybe the other guy was busy the day that Us came around, which is very surprising.
Oh, Brett Young.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just
Brett Young
just
has 1 million Instagram followers.
Oh. Are they a duo or what's the situation here?
It doesn't appear to be based on their
what's
Instagram.
What's Ashley Cook?
I think that's just
how
the
many
new
has
single.
She got?
130K.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Brett Young.
Okay. Well, yeah, this was just an interview for Ashley. So.
All right. That's all we got.
That's all we got.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. I think they're going to figure it out. I think they're going to, fingers crossed, it's on track next week. This time next week, it's on track. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.